Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this money.
Hey boo, hey, happy Thursday or whatever day you're listening to this on. So this is gonna be a shorty max shorty. Like, I feel like this should have been a strategy Saturday because like I really don't have a ton of notes. I just have like one point to make. But I want to say the number one objective of your content is to convert. Every single piece of content you create needs to convert. Whether it's a sales conversion or a micro conversion, you should be converting. And a micro conversion is gonna look something like moving people one step further to the sale on the customer journey. So it's going to be like, if you're in the awareness phase, it's gonna be they follow you, right? Or they join your email list. If you're in the engagement phase, that means that they're engaging your content. They're responding to your stories. They're answering your polls. They're sharing your content. They're saving your content, right? That's engagement. If they're in the consideration phase, they might be asking questions. They might be asking like clarifying questions. They might be asking, are they a good fit, right? So they're gonna be asking you questions in that phase. That's a micro conversion. And then in the purchasing phase, that's going to be the actual conversion. So your content, every piece of content you create should be doing one of those two things. And I actually like to challenge myself, and this is something that you can challenge yourself to do too. I like to put a dollar amount on my content. So I like to think to myself, how much can I expect my content to convert? How much can I expect this piece of content to make? And so it looks different, right? But depending on if you're creating it depends on if you're selling a high ticket offer or a low ticket offer. So like in my coaching business, I'm not focused on high ticket offers. So I'm not looking for five figures from my content because Shmoney Mama is a low ticket offer. So when I am looking at it, I'm thinking to myself like, okay, this piece of content should at least make me $55 because that's the cost of the membership, $55. I can't talk today. Oh my gosh, I can never talk, but I don't know why I can't get that out. Anyway, so that's what it looks like on the coaching side. But when I create content for my photography business, I'm saying to myself, every piece of content needs to create $2,000. Now, sometimes it's a little bit lower. Like if I'm just selling my content batch, then my content batch is anywhere from like $250 to $500. So in that case, like those pieces of content, it's okay if those bring in $200, $250, $500. But otherwise, my content should be bringing in $2,000 per piece because that's how much my offer is, right? And that's my minimum offer. So I'm saying all this to say, put a dollar amount. That way you can really challenge yourself and you can say, okay, did I put out enough content to reach my revenue goal? Now, we all know that every piece of content doesn't actually convert into a sale. So you don't have to be like that crazy with it. I like to give myself like a dollar amount. So I'll say like, you know, at the end of the month, I should have made this much money based off of the amount of content that I put out, right? So you can come up with your own numbers. I like to say like, you know, based off of my current offer suite for my coaching business, I expect anywhere from about $55 to $500 on every piece of content I create. And that means like every podcast episode, every blog post, every social media post, like every single one. And so at the end of the month, when I count it all up, I can look at that and then see how much I actually made and be like, okay, the math ain't mathin', right? Like either my content is not converting, or I didn't create enough content, right? So you can learn a lot by putting a dollar amount on it. And I hope this makes sense. It works for my brain because I like to challenge myself and I also like to see the fruit of my labor. And I know that a lot of people, and even I have said like, you know, followers don't equal dollars and, you know, you can't just post and think that like you're going to make sales from every post because that is true, right? Every piece of content is not going to actually convert into a sale, but it should be bringing people closer to the customer journey. And you need to have something to basically measure for yourself so that you can say, okay, I'm doing something wrong, or not even doing something wrong, but something here is not working, right? And now you can make some decisions based off of that. Because a lot of times we continue to do something that doesn't work And it's like, why are we doing this? I just did a call. Actually, I'm doing these 15-minute calls, which I'm going to add them to the show notes here. If you want to hop on a 15-minute call with me, we can talk about anything. We could talk about launching, sales, marketing, strategy, productivity, whatever you want to talk about for 15 minutes. You can ask me anything. And I got on a call with somebody and they were talking about, you know, wanting to get more people on their email list. And, you know, we kind of got to the bottom of it and her emails aren't converting. And so it's like, if your emails aren't converting, then we need to figure out what the problem is here first, right? So, and, you know, I'm able to see these things pretty quickly because I have been doing this for so long. But for you, I really want you to think and maybe put a dollar amount on your content and say, like, you know, even if it's not the full amount of your offer, you can say, like, for every piece of content, I expect to make $10. So at the end of the month, if you add up all the content you make and you look at how much you made, if it's not adding up, then at that point, we need to really dissect what's going on in your customer journey, what's going on in your content strategy to figure out what is and isn't working, right? That's the number one objective of your content. Your content really is something that you can actually measure. It is a quantifiable metric. If you're not creating content, then you have to do something else in order to sell your offers, right? So what is that thing? So for me, whenever we're really focusing on your marketing strategy, I'm always going to say, all right, what's going on with your content? Like, it, why is it not converting? What is happening here? And again, the conversions might not always be a sale, but we should be able to see evidence of progress towards the sale. And if we're not, then that's something to kind of take a look at. Also, something else you want to think about is, like, when you're creating content, making sure you don't get caught in the friend trap, right? Oh, this is so valuable. Oh, thank you for all these tips. You know, oh, this was so helpful, right? We don't want to fall into that trap either, because as service providers, like, bruh, I don't want to, like, giving them tips is not helpful. Like, you need to shift their reality and shift their perspective so they know, like, hey, you actually need to hire me so this thing can get done, right? As a coach, it's the same thing, right? So while, yes, we want to provide value, we want to give examples and stuff like that, we also want to make sure that we're being really strategic and intentional about what the content is saying so that we can actually move people into our offers. Now, obviously, everybody is not a good fit client. Everybody is not our client, but we do want to make sure that we're reaching our people by being really strategic about the things that we are putting out there. So kind of going back to the point, think to yourself, every piece of content, the number one objective should be to yield a sale or a micro conversion, aka we're moving them one step further to the sale on the customer journey. Now, like I said earlier, I gave a few examples of micro conversions. Micro conversions are a bit more nuanced because you don't want to have micro conversions be your only thing that you're getting from your content, right? So, like, kind of like how I just said, you don't, like, you want to see if people are saying things like, oh, you're so helpful, you're so inspiring, you know, love this was great, thank you so much for this value, right? Like, we don't want that to be the only thing that's happening. And we also don't want to constantly get, you know, likes, shares, follows, comments, but never any sales. So there is a lot of nuance behind micro conversions, but this is also why in my last episode, I talked about your actual strategy, like your plan for the entire year for your content. That will be super helpful in making sure that you don't get caught in always having micro conversions and never having a actual sale, right? So a lot of times what happens to people, especially like in slow seasons, right? So like this happens a lot in slow season, or this is why you find yourself in a slow season. It's because you spend a lot of time, you know, marketing and selling, you know, and then once you fill everything up, you slow down, right? So now you're not creating content. So now when the time comes, there's nothing to convert. You have to remember to think about your marketing as a funnel. If you don't fill the funnel, or like if you don't put gas in your tank, in your car, eventually you won't be able to go anywhere, right? Eventually you're not going to be able to drive. It's the same idea with how you are marketing. And it's the same idea with what the objective of your content is, right? If you're just doing micro conversions constantly, you know, pouring gas into the tank, but you never drive, eventually it's going to overfill, right? Like eventually you're going to fill it up. And then like, if you're not driving the car, what was the point, right? Like now there's all this gas spilled on the floor. I hope you're going with this analogy, because like, I don't know where I was going with this at first, but it's just like, yeah, you can fill this funnel and then you can just have a bunch of people like, yeah, this is great, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. But then if you're not selling or if you're not making any sales, that means there's something that's happening within your content that we need to fix. So yeah, the number one objective of your content, conversions. Point blank period, whether it's a micro conversion or a actual sale, that is it. Put a dollar amount on your sales, right? Or sorry, put a dollar amount on your content, and then you can reconcile that at the end of the month with your sales. Now, at a certain point in your business, you're not gonna do this anymore, right? I'm at a point now that I don't really do this anymore. The only time I do it is if I feel like I'm having a low month. Like if I'm like, this month wasn't really hitting like it was supposed to, then I kind of go and I'll look and I'll be like, okay, I get it. Like I completely fell off the face of the earth. So, all right, cool. But for the most part, like, you know, up until, I would say probably up until you're making about consistent 20K months, put a dollar amount on your content. And that will help you be consistent because you can think to yourself like, this post, you know, this post was a awareness post. I should be getting more visibility. I should be getting more follows from this. Great. So this post, you know, I'm going to say it cost or it should make me $100, right? Because again, it's not a conversion. So you're not going to expect a full sale, but you should, like, this is one step towards the sale. So if your offer is $400, each phase of the customer journey is $100. So you can say, okay, this post is going to be $100, right? Again, it doesn't have to be this detailed or dramatic. I like to gamify things just because it makes it fun for me. And honestly, you want to make your business as fun as possible, right? Creating content, it can sometimes become very taxing and overwhelming. And sometimes you can be like, what is the point of this? But if you think about it in terms of money, then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I posted this. That's $100, right? Like this is $100 that I'm pouring back into or that I'm going to be able to get out of my efforts. That's worth it, right? Like when you think about it that way, that's worth it. I actually did a post where I talked about, I did a post and I'm trying to think of which one it was because I was like, dang, this was like really good when I put this in here. But basically I said something to the effect of, oh my gosh, I'm gonna find this post because I don't want to not say it the way I meant it. Okay, so basically I shared about how I removed a bunch of followers from my Instagram page and I said how, dang, where's that? Oh, I said how it took me on average 30 minutes to create all my social media posts for the week. So I made two carousels and a reel, and each carousel took 30 minutes each. And the reel was like probably 15 or so. And so then I said that week I made two sales, and one of them was over $300. So I said, I'll spend 30 minutes on content to make over $300 in one sale, right? That's worth it. Like when you think about it that way, it's worth it to spend the time creating content. If we shift our relationship and our thought process around creating content and really see it for the value that it is that it's a opportunity for us to make sales, we can really be a lot more intentional and strategic around the content that we're creating, but also we can really see the content for what it is, which is one step closer to actually signing a client, right? Whether it's a service client or whether you are transitioning and you're like, all right, I'm going full force into coaching, whatever that looks like, you'll be able to see in dollar amount, like in dollars and cents, how much this content is making you and that the time you're spending on it is actually an investment. Like it's time well spent. All right. That's it for this episode. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling. My voice is like shot. I've only recorded two episodes and my voice is like shoddy, shot, shot. I'm gonna stop. But anyway, till next time, talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.